broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia, for the 2017 ATD International Conference and Exposition. It's time for Learning Insights, brought to you by Training Pros.
Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you from ATD 2017 with these special segments of Learning Insights brought to you by our buddies over at Training Pros. Lee, in this segment, please join me in welcoming to the show. The topic is going to be learning delivery. This gentleman is from Fiserv, Mr. David Gates. David, how you been, buddy?
Doing great. Thank you for inviting me today.
And I say Ben because we've done this before. You're no stranger to the Learning Insights microphone, right?
That's true. Yes, I have been here before.
And you came back. What a bonus for us.
I tell you.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about Fiserv? It's got a funny looking name.
Yeah, so Fiserv is a fintech company and serving 80 countries. We have about 24,000 associates.
Wow.
And basically what we do is we find financial technology solutions for our clients. We have about 13,000 clients worldwide. And what those clients do is create easier and better ways for consumers to manage and move their money. In a nutshell, that's what it is.
So when you have that many people working for you guys and you're serving,
key in helping us stay smart and fresh and ahead of the curve, so that we can continue to create great client experiences, which ends up being to the consumer. So
now that's why you created the L&D Center of Excellence?
Yes, it is a learning and development center of excellence. We have a global team, and we work together to create learning experiences for all 24,000 associates. So it's a big job.
Man, that's a big crowd. How do you decide who out of the 24,000 gets to play?
We do raffles. No.
There's a giant wheel, right? 24,000 slots.
So obviously.
I saw this movie.
Yeah. So we do target some of the population, but we have learning available for all associates.
Wow.
But we do focus for the enterprise piece. In my COE, we focus on managers, leaders, senior leaders across the organization to really help us make sure we're developing people so they can move into those jobs and achieve their career aspirations as well.
So now how do you attack that with 24,000 people? I mean, how do you start?
Well, the interesting way that Fiserv is set up, we have several business units across the organization, and each business unit has their own learning and development group of people, if you will. And so a lot of their focus is around technical training for clients, but they also do some soft skills training, and then they lean into us for the balance of that. So when you think about a global organization and you've got business units that are across the globe and they all have learning professionals, there is a way to get at that, and that's how we get at that. So.
And what do you find challenging about that?
Making sure that what we provide is relevant, that is going to improve the associates' way they do their work, and that bleeds over to the client. So that making them more effective in their own role helps create a better client experience.
And then how do you keep track? Are there metrics you can kind of watch to make sure that it's working the way that you intend?
So the great thing is one of our partner for our LMS platform, actually Cornerstone, is actually here at the conference today. They are our partner for that. We stood that LMS up last summer, and that's where we get our metrics from. So that's where we know how people are doing. It tracks everything. It's a very good platform that allows us to basically have oversight on what's going around the globe in now, terms of learning.
How long has the Center of Excellence been around?
Just about 3 years. So it's fairly new. In the past, Fiserv has basically built their organization over the year through acquisition. And so...
And that adds complexity now.
It does.
Because you have different people with different cultures. You got to kind of get them all working together.
Yeah, so everybody's doing their own thing in terms of learning.
Right.
So they created this Center of Excellence a few years ago. So we're still, you know, kind of building it out. We're still learning as we go. We're still trying to improve it so we can have a better reach across all the business units. So...
All right, so I want to hear a little bit about specific delivery methods, some stuff that is working, some stuff that's not working. What surprised you? Maybe you thought it was going to be gangbusters, and as it turns out, eh, not so much for us, or something that you thought, this is never going to fly, but I'm going to let Jill try it, and oh my gracious, this is great.
You know, I think is kind of interesting in that, in, you know, we're, it's 2017, and of course everybody's talking about e-learning, and e-learning's a great delivery tool. But what we still keep finding is that instructor-led is a popular way to deliver training. And so we have,
it still works,
we kind of mix
right?
it up. I mean, we really take a hard look at what's really effective, where we think we need to focus the energy on, you know, bringing people into a classroom. And we still do that. And it still gets high marks. And even the millennials give it high marks. So
even the millennials. There's a lesson for everyone,
you know, hey,
there.
You know,
a lot of sentences start with that. Even the millennials.
Even the millennials. Yeah,
so. That's the name of our new series that we have at Business Radio X. Yep. Even the millennials.
Yeah, they are somewhat different than the other generations, but I think there's a lot of similarities as well. So we're kind of learning as we go now. Obviously, e-learning is a great platform for learning delivery. The other thing that we're just embarking on now, and we're working actually with our partners outside of the organization to figure out, any organization never has enough resources for learning. And so we've kind of had this conversation going on for several months about curation, content curation, and that's
right.
basically mm-hmm. kind of going out. There's a lot of free stuff on the internet. You've got TED Talks and YouTube and
right.
lots of organizations.
How to leverage that.
Exactly, and how to leverage that. But you can't just bring it all in. You've got to be really thoughtful about it and make sure you're bringing in learning that's going to be relevant
and
for your associates.
And appropriate for your group, right.
Exactly. So we've kind of started this internally, kind of organically. But the other thing I'm learning as I do more research is that there's a lot of people out there that do this for a living. And so right now I'm looking at different partners.
That do the curating for a living.
That do the curating, yeah.
They may be content agnostic, but they're really good at the
exactly.
curating. Yeah.
And so I think I would be willing to fund that if it was something that was really good. Because here's the thing. I can get a leader to call me, or an individual contributor will call me and say, I need this, I need that. Well, I may or may not have it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can do something like curation, then I can direct them. We can put some of that stuff on our LMS platform and make it accessible to our associates. So I think that's kind of the direction that we're going to move, to make that available, because we just cannot, you can't always stay ahead of all the curve. Unless you're doing something targeted, then you might want to establish a program. Programs are great, but I'm more for the organic kind of learning. It creates a better learning culture, in my view.
Now, what about your industry is regulated, right? It's highly regulated.
Highly.
What challenges does that bring to the table?
It brings a lot, because when we just to bring in a partner, a vendor partner, it can be a several month process, because there's a lot of vetting that goes on, rightfully so. I mean, obviously we're trying to protect a lot of information, and that's the challenge. So you've got to be way out ahead of the curve when you're trying to do work externally, because you've got to remember that you've got this period of time that could basically cause an issue for mm-hmm. you down the line if you didn't, you know, time it correctly. So, yep.
So that adds another layer of complexity.
Yes. And here's the other interesting part, and I learned this when I went there. I've only been there about 15 months, is that I've been in this space for a number of years, and I have a lot of great stuff I've created.
Right.
But I can't bring it in there because I can't put anything on my computer, you know, like those little zip drives. I can't put that on my computer and download it. So that's a challenge.
Interesting.
So
yeah, I think that would be a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, it's like, I got some really cool stuff. It's like, I want to show you, but it's like, well, you can't download it. So
they didn't mention that to you in the interview, did they?
Yeah. So yeah, that's a challenge. And that's a challenge for all our associates to come in, you know, because, you know, on my team, when I bring people in, obviously I want people to have talent and experience.
Right.
And so it is a bit of a challenge, but you know what? I have overcome that, and actually has caused me to be better, because I've had to go out and recreate some of this stuff, so it's all good in the end.
So what's your favorite part, you think?
Favorite part?
Yeah, what's your favorite part about the whole thing?
Here's what it's always about for me. It's about leadership, and I have a great leader that allows me to lead and to create and to express my ideas, no matter how crazy or wild they may be. it plants the seed and it gets people started and it gets other people to be thinking about ways. So it's kind of almost like I went in there, even though it was an established COE, but it was almost like a clean sheet too, because they basically said, hey, come in and help us evolve this. So that's what I love the best, is the creation and being able to find ways to develop people, you know, mixing it up with the old standard ways, but then also being creative and doing things that have a little bit of an edge to them. It causes a little disruption and gets people a little uncomfortable, but I think that's a good thing.
Now, before we wrap, do you have any advice that you can share?
Any advice? You mean about learning delivery?
Don't buy seafood on price.
Yeah. There you go.
That's good advice, right?
I don't know. Just, you know what? The thing is, you can't get frustrated. A lot of organizations are challenged by, you know, funding and things like that. And there are ways around that. You know, it's just like the whole content curation thing. You know, go out there. You'll be amazed at what's out there. And a lot of people that are probably listening to this already know that. But there are ways that you can bring that into your organization, and it is cost effective. That's how I'm getting around going out and buying a lot of stuff, is even though I'm buying stuff, I'm also leveraging what's out there that has no cost to it.
Yeah, and some of the times when you have those constraints, it forces you to be more creative. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I agree, absolutely. Yes.
So now if somebody wanted to reach out to you, are you on LinkedIn? Like, what's the best way to
I am on LinkedIn, and then I'm certainly available if somebody wanted to send me an email or something.
Yeah.
I'm good with
or
that.
Or a gift or anything.
No gifts. No. So, yeah, I'm definitely open to that. I love the work that I've done over the years. And I've had some great teams and great mentors and folks that have helped me along the way. So, but, yeah, I'd absolutely be fine with doing
Well, like you
with
said, I think it's a real blessing for you that you have leadership that gives you that space and lets David be David, right? I mean,
yes.
What a blessing. It's a real blessing to us to get a chance to visit with someone like you who's bright and passionate and committed and willing to help other people. You always make it fun, and you know I'm sincere when I say, let's do it again, because this wasn't your first time, right?
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah.
We'll make it happen again. Have a fantastic show. What do you need to accomplish before you go home, or have you already knocked it out while you're here?
I actually just got here a little while ago, so I'm going to try to see some. I bet I'll run into some colleagues here. That I haven't. I was telling Cheryl when I got here, it's like, I love being in this environment.
Isn't it great?
It's like environment of people that do what I do.
Exactly.
It's kind of cool. So, yeah.
It's very cool.
Thank
and you're
you.
One of the reasons. Thanks so much for
Thank
coming
you.
To hang with us, man.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll be back in a few from ATD 2017.
This has been a Special Business Radio X production, brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.